Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game.
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about these livestock futures, particularly the cattle futures. Wow, what a day on Friday.
You get that exactly right, Dave. We started Friday with some negative to steady-type trading. Then it started turning positive. Then before we know it, we started seeing triple-digit gains. And by the end of the day, we had several live cattle and feeder cattle contracts closing up the $3 limit. Interesting was we had nothing fundamentally going along with this upside that took place in the futures market. Futures seemed to be mainly technical and fund buying that pushed us higher. There was no cash cattle trade that we could confirm last week that amounted to anything. Southern Plains, nothing took place. A few cattle moved at 157 on the hoof, 248 in the meat in Nebraska, which is lower than the previous week prices. Now, choice box beef was down $1.45. Select boxes were up 14 cents, had a movement of 126 loads Friday. The cattle kill Friday, 104,000 head. The weekly kill, 572,000. Cash feeder index was up 15 cents. And we saw that quarterly hog and pig report Friday being looked upon as a price negative report at the moment. Right now, we are looking at the bids and offers out there in the futures contracts, and they are got offers of almost 1,300 contracts limit down on December lean hogs this morning. They will open at 9:05. We're expecting downside in the hogs and probably some correction in those live cattle and feeder cattle contracts.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grains here as we kick off today. And grains, the corn and soybeans mostly negative. The wheat futures kind of mixed as the close on Friday.
That's correct. Now, we did see mostly a negative close, but the wheat was the only thing that tried to stay up near the unchanged area as corn and soybeans saw more. New contract lows made on Friday. For the week last week, November soybeans lost 47 cents. December corn lost 9 cents. December KC wheat gained 3 cents for the week. Now, Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock is the release of the quarterly grain stocks report and the small grains report. Now, that small grains report will be giving us our final production numbers on our wheat crop this year. And we're expecting to see today and tomorrow positioning of trades ahead of this report. And trading overnight has been on the mixed side, as we've seen December KC wheat currently trading 4 cents higher. December corn's up a penny and a half. November soybeans down a penny and a quarter. December cotton is 26 points higher this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet. Either one by using 866 Go to Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again first thing tomorrow morning. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.